on July 23rd, we had a second robbery that occurred at Reveille Ranch. And during that investigation, there was a lot of information out on the internet that A&M football players had been involved, and specifically named Speedy Knoll. Well, typically the Bryan Police Department doesn't comment on our active investigations or on people who have been interviewed. However, due to the speculation that was on the internet about the involvement of Speedy Knoll, we felt the need to update the public. Information that was circulated on the internet and other sources named Knoll as a person of interest in conjunction with that robbery on July 23rd. The investigators reached out to Devontae Knoll, who contacted us back, cooperated fully with the investigation, and was able to provide us information that he was out of town on the date of July 23rd, and investigators were able to confirm that information. So he is no longer a person of interest in that investigation, and we are still looking into that. So we're asking the public if they have any information on those that robbery or the robbery that occurred on July 21st to contact the Bryan Police Department at 209-5316.
Again, this is in reference to an armed robbery on July 23rd. There was one on July 21st, and where's the investigation at in that one?
Again, there are both ongoing. Devontae Knoll was never listed as a person of interest in that first robbery based on the fact that the victim in that case was unable to give us an ID or any kind of identifying information on the suspect until, like, the next day, and it was still kind of vague. The one on July 23rd, we actually had everyone was speculating at that point that it was Devontae Knoll, and we're just trying to, because that has, you know, hurt his reputation, we want to make sure it's clear that he is not a person of interest in either one of those robberies.